song and size one.
Of course, the same offer goes for, well, any of the songs I'm singing. If you know it, feel free to sing along.
And the next one's really easy because there's just one word.
Yeah.
Over and over again. Yeah. This is the other Neil Young song, by the way. You'll recognize it almost immediately.
Yeah.
Just a little word how this group of wonderful singers came together. This was all a result of the pandemic, essentially. On March of 2020, when things shut down, we called John Gardy on, maybe the Saturday, and said, hey, maybe you could record something for us and do something with it. We dragged out Paul Grambo. Were you at the first one, Mr. Grambo, I think? And Paul Stevenson, I think. It was us sitting in the barren and lonely church on a Sunday morning recording that first service, which you can still hear on John's website. You can hear all of the services for the last 3 years. So there you go. And so it started with Paul, and then I think eventually Victoria was next in on the rotation. And eventually it was just all of us, Katie and Jack. Do you remember?
We had to record on our phones.
That's right. How quick we forget. So I would send a little hymn track. So I would send that to them over the internet, and then I would get back. I would get something that sort of sounded like that, and I put a lot of reverb on it often. And then I would get these tracks, and then we'd mix them. It was very interesting. I have to say, I learned a lot doing all the audio tech. It was incredibly time-consuming, like just hours and hours to get something that sounded even half-decent, as any of you who knew, who've done anything... what do you want?
I should point out that in that over a year that Stephen sent me music to weave together with the spoken word stuff, he did not send me a thing that I couldn't use for the service. And I think he really pulled out the stops. I'm told that's a reference to pipe organs, which is kind of cool. He had folks record vocal tracks from out of town, brought in instrumentalists that really made for an amazing music program for that 1 year the congregation was away. So
thank you, John Gardy. So the other side of it, of course, we got tired singing all this church music all the time, so we wanted to stretch out a little bit. So that's why we're doing all this stuff tonight. And we're having a great time doing it and enjoying everybody coming together. So take it away, Duncan Sizeland, and you'll know when your part is to sing, because you just sing when we sing.
Shadow.
thanks for singing along there with us. Okay. Hey, Paul. Come on up and think fast and do some percussion on this. I'm going to suggest a shaker.
Shaker,
right?
Yeah, give me a shaker. Give me two shakers. All right. Yeah, so we'll pick it up a little bit. That's exciting.
Pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When Papa found out, he began to shout. He started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. What the mama saw, it was against the law. Mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. Taking my time, but I don't know where. No matter who, see the Queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Whistle, cause I can't. Da da ba da da ba 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 da 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 ba da 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 da. But the press and the story leaked. And when the radical priests come to get me released, we was all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. No matter who, see the Queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Duncan Seislin singing your favorite songs from the 70s. So how old are you, Duncan?
24. Steph, I figured you'd know, at least did you know.
Well,
some,
who was 24
favorites.
When that song came out?
Duncan was 24 when that song came out. So I asked the Seislins, because both of them having done a variety of popular music with them in different settings, so how come you know all these songs? And they attribute it solely to their parents' fine record collection. So a hand for Esther and John Seislin. For purchasing exquisite vinyl in their younger years. Yeah.
It's all mine now.
No Partridge Family in that house, you know. All right. Since Paul Grambo's fulfilled his obligatory song of the first half, now we have the official Paul Grambo set after him assisting on some percussion for a lot of people tonight. So, ladies and gentlemen, a warm welcome to Mr. Paul Grambo.
Thank you.
How about a special thanks to Jack here, doing all the tech and all the sound for us tonight. Jack Seislin.
Doing my best. Doing my best.
Falling leaves, a sycamore, moonlight in Vermont. trails down a mountainside. Snow light in Vermont. Telegraph cables, how they sing down the highway as they travel each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the
fallen asleep. I can see you, man. You're right there.
Musical friends are keeping me happy. They know what I need. Now I can sleep on anyone's floor without feeling
get the easier life be. Comes for each of us. We can sing songs or play at each other over wine. In bottles or in pipes. And we can pass on endings till the end.
I had an accident as a child, that's why I can hear it.
Nobody's quite sure where they're going. They'll find out soon enough. When they get there, some sunny morning or windy night. If they just keep moving, and we can pass on endings till the end. We can laugh, me and my musical friends are keeping me happy. They know what to do. Musical friends have many things to offer you.
Just a consummate entertainer in every way.
Just nonsense. That's what's going on up here.
Oh. All right. You got one more?
I got one more.
You got one more.
Got one more. It's a big one. It's a big one.
So did you know the last one there we did? Anybody recognize that one? No. Susan?
No, it
has that feel. Good guess. Now, it was Bruce Coburn from the first Bruce Coburn album on True North Records. 1971.
Okay.
We're definitely picking an era here, ladies and gentlemen. But not this one.
Not this one.
No, this is kind of new.
This is from the last 10 years?
10 years or so, yeah.
Yeah. And you're not going to know it either. But it's good.
Well, we'll see. Okay. Now that will be the test.
Hey, okay. All right.
Now don't, you can't lie. You have to be honest. This is church hall, right? So if you recognize the song, we would be very interested in why you know it.
The first time I fell in love was long ago. I didn't know how to give my love at all. The next time I settled for what felt so close. But without romance, you're never gonna fall. Everything I've learned, now it's finally my turn. This is the last time I fall in love. The first time we walked under that starry sky, there was a moment when everything was clear, and I didn't need to ask or even wonder why, because each question is answered when you're near, and I'm wise enough to know when a miracle unfolds. This is the last time I fall in love. Now don't hold back, just let me know.
much too fast or way too slow. Time I fall in love. Last time I fall in love. Last time I fall.
St. James's very own crooner right here, Mr. Paul Grambo. Another round of applause, please. So what a wonderful evening. We still have a little bit more music, but we'd like to get all of the folks in the kitchen. Yeah, John Sizen, come on out. Sarah Mills, come on. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Pat Ryan, Peter Ibbets, let's go. These are the people who helped do the meal portion of the evening tonight. Esther, Carolyn, Pat. Thank you all so much. What a wonderful dinner.
Also, it was really like old times last Saturday. We all got together to cook, bake the lasagnas, and make them and make all the dessert. There was probably 12, 13 people around the table here just working away all together. It's a long everybody. And it was just like old times. So it really is great. Something like this brings us together as a crunch family. And we're together. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you so much, John. I think, John, this is the first big inside event we've done since the pandemic. We've done a lot of nice stuff outside when we could, and that was really great. There goes Carolyn. Another round of applause for Sarah and Carolyn as they leave. The matriarchs of the kitchen right there. So it's actually really, really kind of cool to come together tonight. And I just had the easy part. It was my idea. And then John took it and ran with it. And we had a little impromptu get together at Dorothy Marchison's, because Dorothy can't get out a whole, well, much these days. So we went over and rehearsed all these songs for her back in July and had a really nice evening over there. And a lot of the choir was there at that time. And I thought, well, this will be a great thing to do for the entertainment here. So we appreciate you coming and supporting the event and supporting the church and supporting the music program here at St. James Westminster. We very much appreciate that. Come on up, Natalie. Oh, aren't you glad? The glass of red wine and the whole trip? Wow. You can tell this is the headliner now coming up, right?
No.
Oh, you're using a tablet?
Yeah, just for this one.
Wow.
I just want to say, it's been great, and I want to say, Stephen, what a fabulous musician, pianist, person, talented, gifted, wonderful guy. I just want to say cheers.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Natalie.
It's just brilliant. Brilliant.
I'm a little freaked out by the tablet, because Paul Grambo's been on my case for the last 6 months that I should have all my papers and things on a tablet, but that ain't going to happen. That is my help. Are we ready?
We are ready. Okay. I'm taking the mic out of the stand.
was walking alone, minding my business, when out of an orange-colored sky, flashback, alakazam, wonderful you came by. I was humming a tune, drinking in sunshine, when out of that orange-colored view, flashback, alakazam, I gotta look at you. Went into a spin and I started to shout up and hit. This is it, this is it. I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye. Flesh, bed, alakazam, out of an orange colored sky. Take it away, Steve. Originally a Nat King Cole, but Natalie Cole covered it, and I'm a big Natalie Cole fan, and she, the album Unforgettable, all those tunes are just fabulous. So now we're going to do a little...
We have to slow it down.
Slow it down a little bit. A little Mamas and Papas. Dream a little dream. I know this is my partner, Darren's favourite. Anyone feel like getting up and dancing? Please go ahead.
Slow dance time, eh?
I feel like I want to dim the lights. Can we dim the lights, John? Any way we can dim the lights?
Yeah, but wait, I have to read the music. So.
Stars shining bright above me. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore trees. Dream a little dream of me. That's it, keep going. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone as blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. Cheers.
And one more. This is called Hit Me With a Hot Note from Sophisticated Ladies.
Oh, I was trying to think what it was from.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah? Okay. Duke Ellington's
here. Duke Ellington, yeah.
Hit me with a hot note and watch me bounce. Hit me with a hot note and watch me bounce. Start the beat up, give me a call to beat up. Hit me with a hot note and watch me bounce. Hit me with a hot note and watch me burn. Bounce me down a bit further on some stem to stem. When trumpets beat up, give me a rock to beat up. Hit me with a hot note and watch me bounce. Stop those trumpets I did while I got the steam. Keep the tempo riding and I'll come in right up the beat. Hit me with a hot note and watch me bounce. Knock me up with music in great amounts. Well, let that beat wave, we're gonna have a heat wave. Hit me with a hot note and watch me bounce. Not rhythm, great amounts. Help it speed up. Give me a rock to beat up. Hit me with a hard note and watch me bounce. Hit me with a hard note and watch me bounce. Knock me up with rhythm and great amounts. Climb my feet up. Give me a rock to beat up. Hit me with a hard note and watch me bounce. Stop those trombones sliding while I get the steam. Watch me bounce. Hit me with a hard note. Watch me bounce. Hit me with a hard note. Ah, hit me with a hard note. Watch me bounce. Yeah.
Thank you.
Natalie Grant.
Thank you, everybody. So I just want to say great job to Victoria and Katie and Paul and Duncan and Jack. And it's a great pleasure for me now to be singing in the church choir. I'm having so much fun. And it's a privilege and an honor for me to be singing with all these beautiful singers. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Natalie. So we got the big finale here. Everybody got dessert. Apparently there were mountains of apple crisp. So I think you can get an extra bowl for $75. How about that? Hey, yeah, just, you know, supply and demand, right? So we're going to finish off with a couple of very sweet songs here tonight. The first, Tom Waits fans. There's always one Tom Waits fan in the house. But we need you to...
That's her, right there.
We need you to help us sing along. This is a great sing-along Tom Waits song, and as only Tom Waits can write a true sing-along song. You can even use your Tom Waits voice if you want to sing along like that. So go. Let's teach him the chorus, everybody. Oh, that's rough on the throat.
Yeah, don't do that.
So come on up to the house. This is like choir practice now, right? So it's only one note, right? Go. Come on up to the house. Second phrase, you go up. Come on up to the house. Third phrase, you go up even more. The world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. The world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. Let's try it again. The world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. And you say it again. Come on up to the house. Let's try the whole chorus together. Come on up to the house. Go up. Come on up to the house.
See you. find no porch. Come on up to the house.
All right, everybody join us.
Come on up to the house. Come on up to the house. The world is not my home. It's just a passing. Come on up to the house.
Well, there's nothing in the world that you can do. You gotta come on up to the house. And you've been whipped by the forces that are inside of you. Come on up to the house.
Well, you hang on top of your mountain of hope. Come on up to the house. Well, you know you're there. I can't see the words, sorry, without my glasses. Come on up to the house.
Come on up to the house. The world is not my home, but just a passing through. Come on up to the house. Come on up to the house.
Thank you. We'll do this one out in front, I think. I thought nice. We'll finish off with a beautiful little Scottish, Celtic. I think it's Scottish, isn't it?
It's Irish.
It depends who you talk to. It's definitely not Welsh. So we'll finish up. Once again, thanks to everybody who helped organize and put this event together. Thanks to all of our wonderful singers, Jack Seislin, Natalie Grant, Victoria Piovesan, Duncan Seislin, Paul Grambo, Katie Clark. And we'll... Thank you very much. And we'll leave you with this ending song.
And all of our
Thank you so much, everyone. We are sold out for tomorrow night, which is great. And we'll see you Sunday morning for the anniversary service. The Amabile Choirs are here at 1:15 for a short mini-concert in celebration of the anniversary. And, of course, the induction of our new rector, Michael Bruce, in the evening at 7 p.m. We hope to see you at one of those events on Sunday. All the best, everybody, for a great rest of the weekend.